Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina died Saturday at 71. Preliminary findings indicate he suffered an aortic dissection, an extremely dangerous condition where the inner layer of the aorta tears, often causing death within hours if not caught. He reportedly died at his Washington, D.C. home hours after returning from a trip to Kyiv. The FBI has joined the investigation into his death, though no foul play has been found. The Bureau's involvement appears to be a standard protocol for the death of a sitting senator, given the geopolitical circumstances surrounding his final trip.
The Kyiv detail is not incidental, Marcus. Graham was one of the most visible and consistent congressional supporters of Ukraine. He had made numerous trips there over the past 4 years, and his death comes at a moment when Trump is now signaling stronger Ukraine support, reportedly after an intelligence briefing on Kyiv's long-range strike capabilities shifted his thinking. Graham had been a vocal advocate for the Russia sanctions bill that was pending in the Senate, and now lawmakers are using his death to urge passage of that legislation. There's a certain tragic irony that his death may accomplish legislatively what his advocacy was building toward.
Trump's own reaction has been complicated. He said Graham was into keeping the Ukraine war going, which reads as a critique even in the context of mourning. That tells you something about the enduring tension within the Republican Party over Ukraine policy, even now. Trump can express respect for Graham, the person, while distancing himself from Graham, the Ukraine hawk.
On the political succession question, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is reportedly fielding calls from GOP power brokers to run for Graham's Senate seat. This is worth pausing on. Bessent has been one of the most competent members of Trump's economic team. He's navigated the tariff chaos, the IEEPA ruling aftermath, and the ongoing trade negotiations with more sophistication than most. Losing him at Treasury right now, given the July 24th tariff deadline and the stalled India talks, would be consequential. The people asking him to run may be thinking about South Carolina politics. They may be less focused on what it does to the administration's economic bench.
The broader Senate arithmetic is what concerns me most from a policy standpoint. Graham's death and McConnell's simultaneous hospitalization have strained Senate Republicans on spending at exactly the moment when the big, beautiful bill needs votes. Republicans hold a narrow majority. They cannot afford absences or defections. The procedural math for getting anything through the Senate right now is genuinely difficult. And Democrats are already mobilizing to make the big, beautiful bill a midterm campaign weapon, framing its spending cuts as material harm to constituents.
The FBI probe angle is also generating conspiracy theories online, which is worth naming and then setting aside. The Bureau's involvement in the death of a sitting senator is appropriate institutional practice, especially given his foreign travel. The preliminary medical finding of aortic dissection is a medically coherent explanation. It's a condition that kills quickly and without much warning, particularly in men over 65. The investigation is likely to confirm natural causes, but the political environment being what it is, the probe itself will feed speculation for weeks.